This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Governor Dennis Dugard has named Don Kirkegaard as the next state Secretary of Education. Kirkegaard currently serves as superintendent of the Meade County School District and as president of the State Board of Education Standards. Officials with the governor's office say Kirkegaard will step down from those roles to accept the top job at the Department of Education. He has led Meade County schools since 2011 and had stints as superintendent at schools in the northeast South Dakota towns of Bristol and Britton. Kirkegaard holds a bachelor's degree from South Dakota State University, a master's degree from Northern State University, and an educational specialist degree from the University of South Dakota. He replaces Melody Schopp, who is retiring on December 15th. Kirkegaard's first day on the job is January 1st. Officials say Deputy Secretary of Education Mary Stoddick-Smith will serve as Acting Secretary during the interim period. Meanwhile, backers of an effort to create an independent redistricting commission have submitted more than 34,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office. South Dakota legislators currently draw district lines. This proposal takes the power away from lawmakers and gives it to the commission. Supporters say the plan would make elections fairer. The idea is similar to one that voters rejected last year. The proposal states 9 people would sit on the commission. Each political party could have a maximum of 3 representatives. Constitutional amendments require almost 28,000 valid signatures to appear on next year's ballot. Today was the deadline for submitting ballot question petitions. House Speaker Mark Mickelson submitted 2 ballot initiative proposals today. He submitted signatures for those proposals. Mickelson says he turned in more than 18,000 signatures for an initiative that would ban out-of-state contributions for ballot questions. He says he also turned in more than 19,000 signatures for an initiative to raise taxes on tobacco products in order to lower tuition at the state's technical institutes. Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says her office conducts a random sampling of signatures to determine validity. Mostly cloudy, clearing from north to south tonight. A chance of light snow remains with lows from 5 to 25 degrees.